CPA After Dark.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am one of the hosts of this awesome podcast that I'm so proud to be a part of, Marit Bermude, CPA, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Kristen Graham, and we are going to talk today about networking and the importance of networking. I'm a very extroverted person. I know Kristen's really outgoing, but there are so many people out there that are introverted, that feel sick at the thought of networking. I mean, even the thought of having to attend a conference like the one that we are finishing now, which is the Tax and Legal 360 at the Grand America, the thought of even them coming and attending in general made them sick to their stomach. I know because I talked to a few people that were considering it. And the networking can just make or break a person's decision. So we wanted to talk about that and maybe start with getting Kristen's experience of the conference, because she came a long way and she came for information, but I know she also came for networking. So let's talk a little bit more about that.
First thing you should know is I'm not an outgoing person.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not. Oh. I'm actually very, very introverted.
Could have fooled me. I think she did great when she was networking, so.
Yeah, most people don't know that about me. Even just being on YouTube, it's always made me very uncomfortable. Like, putting myself out there has always made me very uncomfortable. But you make the most growth when you're uncomfortable, and I live and breathe by that. So doing an event like this, especially because this is, like, so out of, like, my world, like, it's tax and legal. So for me as a business owner, it almost feels like it's not, like, what am I doing here, right? And I think a lot of people watching this are probably like, why would Kristen go to a tax and legal seminar? Because it doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
But from the outside.
Yeah, but when we first went, we did this 6 months ago, and that's where, of course, we've talked about this. This is where me and Marit had met. But when we first met 6 months ago, it was for education, because you guys know, I'm a real estate investor, I'm a small business owner, an entrepreneur. So there was a lot of things, we're investors, like, we just like to save and invest money. So there was a lot of different things that I wanted to gather information for myself and just be educated. So it was a good opportunity. And when we left that, when we got so much information, I met so many people that it was like, we should probably do the next one when they have it, which brings us to this one. And this was a totally different experience from the last one that we were at, because not only did I get the information as far as education goes that I wanted, and even on the first day I was like, oh my God, I feel like all the boxes are checked. But as a business owner coming in, they did a lot of things about coaching tax advisors on, building their practice, different kinds of life coaching instruction and stuff. And yes, it was leaning more towards the tax professional, but I got so much value out of that. It was like education that I did not anticipate, and growth that I've had mentally being here, and like networking and picking up clients. I'm a walking, talking billboard for my own business. So people come up to me and they're like, what do you work out? And I'm like, well, I'm a remote personal trainer. And that brings up the conversation. What do I do? How do I help people? I help people all over the country. Like, that alone, I didn't even realize I'd be selling my business being here. And it's totally not related to tax and legal anything. Yeah.
So. Right. That's a good point. So you might talk yourself out of a good networking opportunity, mm-hmm. because you can find that excuse of, well, that doesn't relate to my business. That's not going to be worth my time to do that. But this is a perfect example, because there are connections to be made regardless. Mm-hmm. There are people in the accounting industry that are tired. They don't, prioritize their health and their wellness. And I'm not kidding. I saw plenty of people this weekend that looked at her and said, how do you look so amazing? What's your secret? And that was all it took. Before you knew it, she was talking about her nutrition plans, how she helps her clients do the little tiny muscles to support everything.
And she's heard it all this weekend.
She was a hit. And so I think just talking yourself out of something because you are not outgoing, I learned something new about her today. You have to try to realize that your anxiety, although it's keeping you safe, it could be holding you back, especially in situations where you're networking, because if it's an area of you that's hard for you, you're going to really need to take that extra step to just kind of force yourself to go out there and do it. But then the rewards will be so great.
Yeah. Also, when you, like, especially, like, this is, like, your world, right? Like, you glow in this world.
That's
like, this is, these are your people. But when you come out and you get to talk to people about things that you do and you enjoy and that you capitalize on, I mean, listening to you talk about, like, taxes and tax advisory and stuff, it's just, it's like, who you are. Like, when I talk about, like, nutrition and training and accountability, it's who I am. So if you get me to start talking about, like, that and, like, what I do, I enjoy it so much and I enjoy helping people that, like, I mean, shy or not, I'll talk your ear off. Like, I love it. And I know, like, a lot of people that are here, even though that they are more shy or more introverted, when you start getting them to talk about things that they love and enjoy, their passion comes out. And then you start to learn and the networking really blossoms.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We all need each other. Even though we might have a certain expertise, a certain niche that we're really good at, someone else doesn't have that. And if you're not out there sharing who you are and your passion and what you have to offer, other people are missing out on that. That's how we make these connections to become more of a whole person, right? We need people to be brave, to go out there to network. We need to build our support system. Accountants need to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Accountants, I said that, so Utah. Accountants need to be healthy. You know, personal trainers need to learn how to run their businesses better. We can all learn from each other. So as much as you may hate the idea of networking, the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
And I will push myself to also network, not in my circle, because Kristen's been a great example of, yeah, I shine in this circle of tax and accounting. Mm-hmm. And I would go to a fitness place and I'd probably feel really, a fitness expo, and I'd probably feel really out of place until
you start talking about what you do, and then you glow.
Yeah.
And then you realize
and I
how
can
many
help
people you
others.
Can help.
Yeah. So
yeah, it really does go full circle. Like, just the ability, I mean, we both help people, but in different ways. I mean, like, CPA After Dark, I hope, helps people, but
yeah, that's true.
From a tax advisory standpoint, you help people and you get joy from that. And from nutrition and training and accountability,
I
help people and I get joy from that. And I feel like that is, I mean, that's networking in and of itself.
And then the bartender helped everybody feel more.
Right. Bartenders are very helpful.
Yeah.
Humans.
They are also sharing their skill and their passions, and they're bringing us all together. So it was a very good combination.
It really, it really, really is.
I was trying to think of another field, and all I could think of was the bartender.
The bartenders.
Yeah.
Yes. We all need bartenders and dancers.
Right. That's true, too.
And
teach us some steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the networking was amazing. And if you are in a situation where you're thinking, like, I kind of want to go to that event, tax and legal or any other event that, you know, comes up. I mean, it could be something life coaching related, a retreat. So just anything that comes up. Don't hesitate to go, because you don't know what you're going to get out of it. And the networking in and of itself was amazing.
Who can you meet? You could meet someone tomorrow that could literally change your life. And as Kristen says all the time, if you don't make yourself visible, then you don't get those opportunities. These people that you could really connect with to really help you change and grow, they're not going to be able to find you, whether it's, you know, on social media. We talked a lot about that as well with the accountants this weekend, making yourself visible.
I was actually very impressed with how much they were talking about putting yourself out there on social media. And it's just one of those things that, like, I learned from my business coach, who coaches trainers, like, totally different. It's crazy, because to me it's like totally different world, totally different business model, really. But we talk about how important social media is, and, like, that is your marketing and, like, putting yourself out there. And then this weekend they were talking about social media and putting yourself out there, do a podcast, get into something where you're visible. And it's all these businesses are so inclusive. So it's such a special thing that we have.
It's kind of so different. And then the foundation is just the same across
the
board.
That's exactly it. That's, like, perfect. It's foundation.
Yeah. The accountants were so hungry to be like, tell us more about the podcast. Tell us more about your social media. And because they're networking, they're out there, they're taking those steps. So that's the first stop, the first starting point, I would say.
Yeah. Get out there, be visible, and network.
Yeah.
I hope you guys like this video. We enjoyed filming it.
We did.
I love talking about like this kind of stuff. So it's very fun.
We're high on the horse too, because we're just coming down. So much networking. Yeah. So we're still up here. It'll take you up there if you let it.
Yeah, we're still networking. Hope you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel, and we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.